الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. In the honor of the Quran Sharif, we can be understood from these few surahs, the Hamim series, with starting from 24 Supara, the first one, Surah Mu'min. Allah Ta'ala says, in fact before, yeah, Surah Mu'min. Hamim, Tanzeelul Kitabi, min Allahil Azizil Alim. Hamim, the meaning of which is only known by Allah Ta'ala, Hurufi Muqatta'at. They are used a lot in Ta'weezat, and which is an indication that what great power they have got in them. However, after that Allah Ta'ala says, this Kitab, the Quran Sharif, has been revealed by Allah Al-Aziz, the most powerful. Al-Alim, the all knowledge, knowledgeable. So what a kitab this is, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, with these qualities, and he starts the surah with words of the greatness of the Quran Sharif, that it has been revealed by Allah, who is Al-Aziz, Al-Alim. The next surah, Hamim Sajda. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says again, Hamim, Tanzeelum min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That this is a kitab that has been revealed by Rahman Rahim, the most merciful, the most net. Flat ayatuhu. And it is a kitab that the ayats of it have been made very, very clear, very distinct. Quran and Arabiya liqawmi ya'alamun. Quran in the Arabic language, because it was revealed directly to the Arabs, to the Quraysh, and those, so that they could know the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Surah Shura, Hamim, Ain, Seen, Qaf. Yea, even more hurufi muqatta'at. Kadhalika yuhi ilayka wa ila alladhina min qablika Allahul Azizul Hakim. Allah says, as we had revealed to the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we have revealed to you as well. And it is Allah Ta'ala who has done this revelation. Yea, Al-Aziz again, the most powerful. There was in Surah Zumar, Al-Alim, yes, Al-Hakim, the most wise. There is a great difference between knowledge and wisdom. Many people don't have much knowledge, but they have got a lot of wisdom. So, yeah, Allah is the most wise also, the most powerful. All this is to show the greatness of the Quran Sharif. And the reason why we are mentioning it, so that this greatness can come down into our hearts. And when that will come, we will attach ourselves with the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, we are generally very greatly detached from the Quran Sharif. Yeah, in the next surah, Surah Zukhruf, Allah Ta'ala says, Hamim wal Kitabil Mubin. Again, Hamim, and the Kitab which makes things very clear and manifest. Everyone wants a clear picture. You want a clear picture of your life, of your qabr, your akhirah. It is in the Quran Sharif. Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiyyan liqawmi la'allakum ta'aqilun. We made the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language so that you could have aqal, so that you could have brains. In other words, if you want brains, you want to be called a person that has got brains, then attach yourself to the Quran Sharif. How much we will connect ourselves with the Quran, so much that we will be those who will be regarded as those who got brains. The next surah, Surah Dukhan, Hamim wal Kitabil Mubin again. The Quran Sharif that makes things clear. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We revealed it in a blessed night. Yeah, the Mufassirin have explained that where the Quran was revealed, that place became blessed. When the Quran Sharif was revealed, that time became blessed. Ramzan has become so blessed. So how great must the Quran Sharif be that it made this whole 30 days so blessed? That in it is the ashra of rahmat, maghfirat, and itqum min an-nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. How blessed must it be that it has found Laylatul Qadr within it. And Laylatul Qadr is actually the night when the Quran Sharif was revealed. Hameem, Surah Jatiya, Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Hakim. That this is a kitab that has been revealed by Allah, the All-Powerful, the Most Merciful. All these surahs show the greatness of the Quran Sharif. And very sadly, it hasn't entered our hearts still. We have very scant regard. How much time do we devote to read the Quran Sharif, to study the Quran Sharif, to practice on the Quran Sharif? The next surah, 26, Surah Ahqaf, Hameem, Tanzeelul Kitabi, min Allahil Azizil Hakim, similar to the previous surah also. So all this shows how great the Quran Sharif, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysa kamithlihi shay', there is nothing and nobody like Allah. Allah is the absolute. Like mashallah, after Fajr we are hearing our aqaid, who Allah is. Amongst that, what we heard this morning, that Allah is the creator of fire, and the heat in the fire, that also Allah creates it. And when Allah wants to, the fire can be there and no heat. Like for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the fire was there, no heat in it. And Allah controls it. In the Arab lands, there is a plant, the green plant. It is green. When it grows, it's green. But you rub it, fire comes out. Otherwise, from greenery, there is no fire. In Jamaica, they took us for a little ride on the sea. And they showed there were the glass bottom boats. At the bottom, there are plants that are fire plants, which born in the fire, in the water, and they grow and live in the water. If you have to touch them, they warn you, your hand will burn. So this is Allah's qudrat, that Allah created the fire, and the effect of fire to burn, and the heat, that is also Allah's creation. Allah created place, Allah created space, Allah created time. What a great creator. And this kitab is his kitab which he revealed. And it's a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It's not a creation of Allah Ta'ala. It is a sifat. So that all this should go to, let it dawn in us. Think about it. After this bayan also, discuss it. On your own, think of it. That what is this kitab? And on the other hand, our condition is that which our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my nation, my people, my ummah, they divorce themselves from the Qur'an Sharif. How many of us touch the Qur'an Sharif? This Ramzan, inshallah, we all must be reading. And besides this, during the whole year, how much do we recite? And those who read for 10 minutes, they regard themselves, other people regard them as very pious. Out of 24 hours, this great kitab, which is Allah's direct communication with us. If in the military headquarters send a communication to one of their regiments, with how much of care it is transferred to send to them, how much they respect and honor it. A lover sends a letter to his beloved. He stops everything. And he looks at what my beloved has sent to me. This kitab which Allah Ta'ala has sent. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there must be a real great connection that Hazrat Umar is the rawi of this hadith. That Hazrat Umar says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَبِهِ يَدْعُوا آخَرِينَ. By this kitab, Allah makes nations rise in the world. And by this kitab, Allah destroys nations also. That means those who honor the kitab, who make it part of their life, who make it their life blood, the Quran Sharif, Allah honors those people. And those who put the Quran Sharif aside, Allah Ta'ala destroys those people. So may Allah bring it into our hearts, what a great kitab this is, and how we should honor it. Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullah alayh was jailed when he fought for the freedom of India, then as a political prisoner. He was jailed in Malta. He spent many years there. When he came amongst three things, the people asked him, Hazrat, you must have had a lot of time to meditate and ponder. What did you think? He says, for this salvation, the solution to the Muslims' problems, one of them is that we have to get connected with the Quran Sharif again. So, but again, think for ourselves, how much are we connected with the Quran Sharif? In the month of Ramadan, how much are we connected with the Quran Sharif? How much do we read? And be honest to ourselves. Really, the kitab is a great, great gift. It's a miracle. It's a living miracle. As Allah bless Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with many miracles. But the greatest miracle Allah gave Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was the Quran Sharif. And it's a living miracle in front of our eyes, if only we would not be blind. The Quran recited on the Musalla. How many khatams in South Africa? In the world, how many? These are all open miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That very same Quran exactly. And hardly will a Hafiz be able to get away with a mistake. He will be corrected immediately, or he will be asked to repeat it again. What is this? This how Allah has protected this Quran Sharif. So, what a great miracle. So, with regard to that, we will discuss today, inshallah, some basic rights of the Quran Sharif. And these are not the only rights. These are just some basic rights. And we must all endeavor to fulfill these rights. Not only the tilawat, but there are other rights also. The first and foremost right of the Quran Sharif is Iman bil Quran. To have our Iman that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala. As we explained already, don't want to go into that discussion, that the Quran is Allah's word which Allah had sent down. Not our word, not this written word. This is a representation of the Quran Sharif. But that we end with the meaning which Allah had intended. That is what is the Quran. So our Iman must be that this is the word of Allah. And the non-Muslims, especially those who are bent on trying to destroy Islam, they want to take out this, that Muslims are too strict in believing it as the word of God. The word of Allah. That is the word of Allah. We have to believe that. They want it like the Bible. They have changed. How many times they have changed. What changes they have made. It's also the word of Allah. But there Allah did not take the promise of protecting it. Yeah, it is the final last deen till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah himself has taken the promise to protect it. So nobody will be able to change it. But in any case, our yaqeen, from the bottom of our heart, this is the word of Allah. And Allah is so great. He is absolute. His kalam, his word, the Quran is absolute also. And it's finished. It's the last word. There is no turning this way, no adding and subtracting, no cutting corners, nothing whatsoever. It is the word of Allah. And we accept it as that. And we will live by that. And the other thing, where we do believe that it is Kalamullah, the word of Allah, but where we err, then in the specifics, in generally the whole Quran is Allah's kitab, we accept it. But when we come to specifics, like for example, parda, hijab, which are the clear instructions of the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah Ta'ala has said, oh, say to the believing woman also, yunnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin, cover your faces also. All this are the clear instructions of the Quran Sharif. But then we want to cut corners here. And then we say in the family we can't maintain parda. Or on social occasions, or we try and explain parda away in different ways. No. If we can't practice it, accept your weakness. But don't try and change the word of Allah and the command of Allah. Say it is my weakness. Here also, if the basic disease of pride is eliminated, then we will say it's my weakness. Otherwise pride doesn't allow you. And your pride makes you even change the word of Allah. Or you think that you can change it, and you want to change the laws of Allah. In the house you say that, no, we can't maintain parda. We want to, yeah, my daughters and my sons-in-laws, son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, they must mix also, must sit together at the dastarkhan and eat also, and just make some, what is called a kana parda, kokai parda. Eh? That you just keep, you just look at your food, don't look at your brother-in-law who's sitting there. Or you don't look at your sister-in-law. No, if we can't manage it, accept it our fault. That we cannot, but don't try and justify yourself. Another thing of inheritance. How many of us, when we see our share is bigger, if we go by to the law of the country, court of the country, and then we throw away Islamic Sharia law. We don't want to follow that because, yeah, the person didn't, he made a will, but not Islamic. And in there he stipulated for the wife, this house, this car, this place, that place. According to Islam, you can't do that. According to Islamic law, we have to go. But you see, you're getting a bigger share according to the will, and which is not Islamic. And the court will uphold that will. That is the will the person made. You went to a lawyer, he made your will for you, but it's not Islamic. And you have to, so you're going against the Quran Sharif. Again, yeah, if you have to be in that position, then accept it is wrong for you. And accept that what you are getting is haram. You don't deserve it. It's not your right to get it. But don't change, don't justify yourself. The other is capital crimes. What Islam has fixed as capital crimes, they are capital crimes, and that's the end of it. We can't change that, and which is a great weakness of Iman, that a person looks at it as barbaric capital punishments, cutting off hands, etc., stoning to death. This is Allah's command. And Allah said so clearly, as Maulana Musa made it very clear, نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. It is to set an example. In an Islamic country, in any country, Islamic country also, if you just bring the death penalty in South Africa, 3/4 of the crime will be already finished, just by the law. Not that you practice upon it. And according to their misrepresentation, and we also fall prey to this, that in Islam a person steals, his hands must be cut. So the whole nation's hands will be cut. You'll see everyone, because everyone is a crook. In one nearby country of ours, there were riots, looting, and the judge of the high court was also caught on camera. That he was also looting, like he also went and joined all the looters. So they think that every in an Islamic country, everyone is an adulterer, so he'll be stoned to death. Everyone steals. Just bring that law, and a law doesn't just come out overnight. If Parliament just start discussing it, we are going to bring this law back. See, already crime will fall. When it is gazetted, crime will be gone very, and now and then an example will be made. It's not the whole nation that everyone is going to be stoned to death, everyone's hands are going, it never, it's not like that. It is Allah sets an example, a precedent, and that is a great deterrent for everyone. So Islamic law is 100% perfect and correct. That must be our Iman. What Allah has prescribed, don't become, suffer from an inferiority complex. And don't try and come out on the sides and that. Many ulama have fallen prey to all these things. And these people who like to sit on big, in seminars and that, and interviews they want, they have to become apologetic. Because they haven't understood, and that whole environment is anti-Islamic. And there you want to go and prove an Islamic point. It is very, very difficult if you are not strong yourself and you haven't understood. So all these laws will interest. How many people, good people? And the simple answer to interest, Mufti Sayyid Palanpuri, the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband, whenever he was asked in one country about interest banking, about banking, Islamic finance, he says, don't even pick up that question. Don't start that question. Every bank, if not the bank itself directly, where that bank banks, there are only 4 great big banks in the world. And all the other banks bank with those banks. And they deal all in interest. So your bank has to deal in interest. There is no two ways out of it. And where interest is included, there is no question of of halal Islamic finance, or kosher by Islam, or the word Islam doesn't fit in there, because Allah has made his interest haram, and it's out. If you fall in an interest transaction, except you are making guna, make tawbah to Allah. And also remember, any guna, you accept it, you ask Allah for forgiveness, there is great hope. Not 99, 100% you'll be forgiven. But where you want to justify yourself, and you don't want to admit your mistake, you are very, very dangerous ground. So iman bil Quran, every ayat, every injunction of the Quran, our iman must also be there. The second right of the Quran Sharif, basic right of the Quran, muhabbat and azmat of the Quran, love of the Quran Sharif. And a person, love, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, how to create love with Allah Ta'ala. A very simple prescription, and so logical also. Like for example, you want to make love to a certain person, whoever it is. So you go and visit the person, he'll meet you casually, you have met. Next day again you go and visit him. Third day you take a present for him also. Every day, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? After a week, 2 weeks you didn't go. He himself will ask, where's that person? Today he didn't come, now connection has been built. Eh? And more longer you are absent, he'll try and phone you, he's got your phone number. Every day you should come and meet me, we should have tea together, now you're not coming. So just this connection will bring that love. So love of the Quran Sharif also, a person who will read every day. Then your love for Quran Sharif will also come. And really be sincere to us, and very sad. Unfortunately, it has to be said also. It's sad, but it has to be said also that a hafiz of Quran don't read Quran. A Maulana doesn't read Quran. Maulana Ahmed Khan Puri, Rahmat Damat Barakatum, he says that ulama who are teaching in the Darul Uloom, top hadith kitabs, they not reading Quran Sharif. There's no slot in our day for reading of Quran Sharif. Without Quran Sharif, how can goodness come to a person? Quran is everything. So this is that the muhabbat of the Quran we must have. And it must be dear to us. And in fact, we should change the English idioms also. Not that something, for example, this is music to the Quran. When you enjoy something, it should come out from your mouth. This is Quran to the ears. I'm enjoying it. Music is haram. How can you enjoy music? Music is shaitan from his backside is taking out all his air. And you enjoying that. Well, is anybody in this, you don't like anyone who takes out air from the back. And music is shaitan taking out that sounds from his backside. And you enjoying it. And you happy. Music to the air. And with release you say. No, for a Muslim, there is nothing like music to the air. For a Muslim, it's Quran to the ear. How you enjoy Quran Sharif. And like that, I'm enjoying this, what you are saying. This waterfalls here, that sound of it. Oh, how I'm enjoying. It's like Quran to my ears. That waterfall is making zikr. The water that is flowing is making zikr. And it must be that enjoyment. So there's love for the Quran Sharif. And a person should enjoy it so much, it should be his company wherever he goes. For example, you go and suffer, before you worry of your passports, is my Quran Sharif with me or not? That must be first in a place. Like small children, like it happened to us with the family, everyone, you're moving house. And the small children, the first thing they come put in a bag is their toys. Before anything else, their clothes or anything, the toys must be there. Or like today, a person is paralyzed without his cell phone. The first thing, my cell phone, it must be there. It must be charged. I must have airtime. The most important is, and in this, test ourselves. Am I making sure my Quran is with me? Quran must be with a person. So love of the Quran. And then not only the love of the Quran, it must be coupled with azmat, respect and honor. Your cell phone, you take it with you in the toilet also. Your cell phone, you unfortunately perhaps you're playing games on it also. And perhaps you are watching porn also, na'uzubillah. The Quran Sharif must be such a kitab that the love of it and the love of it with the respect and honor of it. The greatest respect and honor. A child might be reading a novel in his room and he hears his mother is coming in and he tucks it under his pillow or under the bed he puts it. Just throws it also. Quran, you can't do that. The Quran is that kitab. Just mention one incident here. There was a Hindu man who had become ill and cancer, and by the age of 40, doctors gave up all hope, nothing. Go home now, and it is now the end. It's inevitable. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. Not tomorrow, the next day. He went home. Can be quite clear how despondent he was, how sad he was feeling. So his wife told him, also a Hindu wife told him, that don't worry, I will cure you. But on promise, what I say, after your cure, you must say that. Everyone is desperate for his cure. So he agreed. And then she brought a jug of water. She read something, blew in it, told him drink it. And every day she was giving him to drink. After a month, he said, go and check up. He went, and very, very astonishing, not a sign of the cancer. So she told him, go to another laboratory. One laboratory is not enough. Go check up another. No sign of that. He got a shock also. So then she told him, now you'll have to fulfill your promise. You'll have to read what I told you. He said, yes, I will read. He said, read Kalima La Ilaha Illallah. She told him. He got a shock. He never expected. She's a Hindu from a top Hindu family, pious Hindu family who converts other people to Hinduism. And this I never thought. This. And how can I read this? It's impossible. She said, you promise. You have to do it. And there your two laboratory results are there in front of you. You'll have to read. Finally, he did read. Then he asked you, he said, but you from such a pious family, you're a staunch Hindu. She explained, when I was schooling, I had a friend of mine. And she was a Muslim. And we are good friends. I should go and visit every day by their house. Her mother used to teach children Quran Sharif. And this friend of mine, her daughter, she should teach her also. So I used to be playing there, but I was very intelligent. While she was learning, I picked up the whole sabak also. And as a friend, when she went in Hambrawa, her sabak to her mother, I also went. So the mother saw, mashallah, this girl has got potential. She told her, come every day, learn. And not only playing, learn properly also. But don't tell anyone. Don't tell your friend. She carried on. College, they went together. She became a Muslim also. Now the time of marriage, and one staunch Hindu family got married into another staunch Hindu family. So now she was worried. She said, I'm going to get married now. My contact with you is going to break now. I will be going to my husband's house, wherever it is, and this contact. She says, don't worry, I will smuggle a Quran Sharif for you. And then you just keep on reading the Quran Sharif. And she told her the surah Alam Nashrah. Any problem you got, any sickness you got, just read the surah Alam Nashrah. And then blow on that water, and the problem will be solved. So the woman prepared seven presents, wedding presents, and very expensive. And packed also, the parcel also, very beautiful. And inside she had put a Quran Sharif. And when she sent it to the Hindu family's house, she told them, see, we took a lot of trouble packing it, don't open it, let her open it at her house. And she knew that there is something for me here. So there quietly she opened it, and she used to read every day Quran Sharif. And then, before the husband comes, she used to hide it away very well. So she said, I was reading, I'm a Muslim all alone. And you see yourself the power of one surah of the Quran Sharif. So then he read Kalima, he became a Muslim. So this is what we should, we haven't got that conviction on the Quran. Quran Sharif is not even a side book for us. It's not even, no importance is given to Quran Sharif. And yet, the sad part is, weaknesses, and a person admits his weakness, but yet we are super Muslims. They are so Muslim like me that we as generally South African Muslims, very good Muslims. And our family and we are ulama family, our whole family. But what connection we got with Quran Sharif? So the azmat of the Quran Sharif must also be there. The third right of the Quran Sharif is to learn the Quran Sharif. And learning of Quran Sharif is min al mahad ila al lahad. From the cradle to the grave. It's not that you finish learning. Anyone who has, even if you just learn Quran Sharif, Nazra, looking inside, a person will know, common pattern, I don't know, when we were young, and I think it's even worse now, I think, that while you are going to Maktab, every day you are reading Quran, which normally is till class 7, standard 5, when a child is about 12, 13 years old. High school, now, oh, too busy. It happened to me, I remember. Now no time for madrasa, for anything, school, assignments, homework, all studying, and that is important. Madrasa is what's like a burden for us. We're not happy about madrasa. But that lifestyle, that dressing, that way of life, a person looks forward to it. 5 years of high school, generally, a person doesn't touch Quran Sharif. Now he's connected with all studies. And if it's exam time in Ramzan, Quran means nothing. You'll miss your rozas also. Exams you have to pass. Parents will overlook it also. Exams are important. My child can't, I can't put him to stress and under pressure. Exam paper you have to write. If it's Juma time, the paper is more important than your Juma namaz also. So 5 years. After that, you go in work, or you go in college, or you in university. Another 5-6 years or so. Go out in that. Again, no real connection with Quran Sharif. After you get married, it's married life now. After that, slowly you come to your senses. By then, wallah, how many people have forgotten to read Quran Sharif? The huruf, the alphabets of the Quran Sharif, a person forgets also. And this is nothing far-fetched. One friend of ours who came and visit us here, after very many years, we were together in Deoband in the final year, Dora Hadith, we were together. And he was the person, the most brightest student, reading of Ibarat, every day he would read. He came here, he was doing a collection for another friend of ours, who was running a madrasa. He himself had become a wealthy man in a construction company, and he was very happy expressing all how much money he's making, what lifestyle he's leading, what status he has got, etc. Anyway, whatever Allah put in my heart, I gave him also for that madrasa he was collecting. And I started writing the receipt, and then he asked me the date, so I gave him the Islamic date. This baffled him. He couldn't understand. Like, for example, we are in June. If somebody tell you that Ramadan, now how do you connect it? If you, a person who is not connected, how does he connect it? Then he asked me, which month of the year? I don't want to write the whole month, the 8th month, the 5th month, which month? So then I told him which month it was. I think it was Rabiul Awwal, the 3rd month. Like, for example, if you tell today somebody, today is the 22nd of June. If you tell him it's the 5th today, he say, what you, today 5th? It's 22nd. Which month? You tell him the 9th month. June is 6th month. What the 9th month? He became completely confused. He was completely. So then, when I told him, he put his pen down. And then he told me, Maulana, see, we are friends. I'm telling you personally that I became so involved in dunya, and I explained to you what and what Allah has given me, what status, what position. But I have even forgotten the Islamic months. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. That also I don't remember anymore. And who was this? He's a qualified alim. And where? Deoband's qualified. And right at the top, this is our condition. When we don't keep our connection, people have forgotten completely. And the wa'id which comes in the hadith, a person who learned Quran and forgot it, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah used to explain, it's not actually and basically the hafiz who forgot his Quran, but the person who learned to look inside and read, and he forgot it. He can't anymore look inside. He doesn't know what is this sayyakul, what is this scene. He doesn't know it's a scene. He doesn't know it's a ya, it's a qaf. everything he has forgotten. So this is very, very sad. So we have to learn Quran, and if we don't keep on learning, your car, you bought the best car, and you don't send it for service, your car is not going to give you your service. You have the best garden in the town, you won a prize, the most beautiful garden. But one day you didn't look after it, the weeds have started growing. The lawn is overgrowing already. Continuously you have to maintain. Quran Sharif also, Nazara also, Hibs also. A person who doesn't look after his Hibs he forgets. Yeah, in our madrasa, Allah gave me tawfiq that I put our first period, right from the beginning the madrasa started, Quran Sharif Hibs. From my experience, with our students who studied, who were jayyid, very good hafizas. But 7 years of the alim course, they didn't make tarawih. They didn't read Quran also. Because they are busy with kitabs, exams, all that. And they were busy with that. They forgot the Quran Sharif. So a very sad case. So therefore I put it here that for every day, the first period, and when they study their sabaks for the next day, mutala, after Maghrib, first they must learn the Quran door. And then they must hambrawa it there, and in the morning first period they must hambrawa Quran Sharif. Otherwise a person who became a hafiz forget. Those who did qiraat, my brother-in-law, Maulana Abbas Zubair Ali, mashallah, reads Quran Sharif very beautifully. When he went to Hardoi, Hadrat Abrar al-Haqsab heard him, he was very impressed, he reads so sahih and so correctly. When Maulana came here, after some years, he told him, read again. Then he says some rust has come over now. Because even a qari, till he doesn't practice, a qari also has to practice all the time. Otherwise it becomes, and the rules of qiraat also, the different qiraats, if you are not at it all the time, it becomes rusty. And it becomes covered, the dust covers it up. So therefore, the learning of the Quran is right through. And then the tafsir of the Quran, and how much a person attaches, and Quran starts opening on a person, then see what enjoyment. And Quran just doesn't open on any person. And when Quran opens, it is like Allah has opened himself to you. You want to get married, there is a girl, you don't know she exists at one point. Then somebody introduces you or tells your parents tell you so and so. Now you have some thoughts, so and so girl, such name, etc. Then perhaps a bit more, now you start finding out about the family, about the girl, now more connection. And then more connection gets built. You get married finally. After your first night, your whole life history, you told one another in the first night. The more you open up, now as you're opening and the love is increasing, that person opens up more to you, opens up more to you, and what enjoyment you get. And that person who has got, perhaps your wife, she opens up, she might tell you what and what she did in her school days, what and what she did in the college, you tell her what you did. And then it can become bitter also, the whole marriage. But with Allah, as Quran opens up, no, some weakness is going to come out from there. Or something wrong. When Allah opens to you, and this is when we have Quran Sharif, and we learn and engage with Quran, and Quran starts opening on a person, there is no greater joy than that. That when Quran starts opening. But this is when we attach ourselves with Quran. And we read with Quran. And with the rules which are required. And when and for whom Allah wants to, he starts opening up. What enjoyment you just start, you get. When person reads Quran Sharif, some qaris, mashallah, read. And what is one thing? One person, a alim, a hafiz also, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, our Ustad, Rahmatullah Ali, told him once, when they were discussing who will make Tarawih, so Hazrat Hafiz Abdul told him, there is no jazb in your reading. There is no magnetic pull in your reading. He became very angry. Personal friend of mine. So how could Hafiz Abdul tell me a thing like that? But that we don't understand. In reading of Quran Sharif, there is that magnetic pull. And you just get swiped off your feet. Your legs start wobbling. And your heart starts trembling when a qari reads like that. One is a qari reads to show his reading. And he wants to impress. And one is he reads with the meaning, and he is attached with Allah. And he reads with that meaning. that Allahu Akbar. Quran Sharif, what a kitab. Allah is, we haven't explored the Quran Sharif. We are just one kitab that we have put one side. One person, a crook, was getting away every time. He's got an alibi, he's got an excuse, he was getting away. Finally they thought and they told him, we're going to let you take qasam on the Quran Sharif. He was far from deen, he doesn't know what is Quran Sharif. That he found out from his friends, he said, you'll have to pick up the Quran and take a qasam. So it came in his mind, according to his thinking, must be a very big kitab and very hard and heavy to pick up. So when they brought the Quran Sharif, they say, take qasam. And he saw the Quran Sharif, the copy, oh yes, I'll pick up 20 and we'll take qasam. Because he's seeing the outward form of the kitab, not what the, whose kitab, what the value of this kitab is. So like that, we also, we might say that, what kind of a person, but how much value have we got for Quran Sharif? And what is the value of the Quran Sharif? For today, for us also, we're going to choose a Quran. This one costs 20 rand, that one costs 50 rand. According to that is the value of the Quran. Some very, and here also, just like with the recitation of the Quran, we get misled that somebody who reads in a very melodious voice, etc. And we, like Quran Sharif also, gold printed and all silver lines and all, oh, what a Quran Sharif. And wedding present, you give it to the bride. That beautiful Quran and the case also so beautiful. The real value is a simple Quran Sharif. That is just simple. Not even the color-coded ones. You learn your tajweed and you read it in an ordinary Quran Sharif. What enjoyment that will give you, that your Quran Sharif, that is with gold pages and silver writing, that won't give you that enjoyment ever. That one that is simple, what enjoyment you will get. Like that tilawat which is simple, that gives you enjoyment. And all, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once was here in Jami Masjid for some program. And the question came that who will make imamat? He said, don't let a qari make imamat. Because he is more worried of his qiraat. He is not worried, he has got no attachment. Qaris who read also, and especially, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, when the Muslims conquered Baytul Muqaddas, Maqdis, and how did they conquer it? When those people said that the Amirul Mu'mineen himself must come. And Amirul Mu'mineen was in Medina Sharif. And where they were staying and where they had made the place, the Musalla for Namaz, was a little distance to walk, a small distance to walk. And what the people of Baytul Muqaddas did, the priest of there, they told them, put your most beautiful girls on their path. So they see these beautiful girls and dress them also the most beautifully. And give them instructions, whoever looks at you, touches you, don't stop him. Allow him to do what he wants to with you. But then on the side of the Muslims, the Amirul Mu'mineen appointed a qari as they were reading. He must read, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُبُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believers, they must cast their gazes low. In such a way that, so Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib say that qari didn't put his hands on his ears and make his face an ugly face and pull his face this way and that way and read. He read from the heart. And that was what happened. After about how many days, up five times namaz, up and down. When the priest asked that, girls, nothing happened. They say, what happened? Nothing happened. With these people, not even from the side of the eyes looked at us. We were not even like stones or trees or rock or wood in front of them. We were like nothing. So this is the effect of the Quran. Who of us reads with Quran Sharif like that? So that is that learning of the Quran Sharif also, that we read it also, not with that embellishment. And many people, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar, Damat Barakato, my very close friend, he says that many of the ulama who make bayan, especially the young ulama, and with that stylishness of this, he says, my heart just goes off. I switch off immediately. I can't listen to that bayan. And we thinking we're making a heavy bayan, the way we are, all that stylish way we are speaking, and the bayan also, and our style of speaking also. So Quran Sharif, these things don't cut ice. They don't get you anywhere. So a person who will read, and with that inner feeling, And there is just with that person. He pulls you towards Allah Ta'ala. Your heart just pulls, like the qiraat of the imams of the haram, for example. And Quran is bayyinat. How many bayans there are in the Quran Sharif. And one Quran, and the connection of ayat to ayat, and the background, and the principle that comes out of it, it just totally baffles you. And you are just totally, you are won over by the Quran. Like somebody is overtaken by something, by a business deal, by a beautiful scenery, anything. The Quran is the greatest thing. But how many of us see the beauty of the Quran? Hey, how many of us enjoy the Quran? It's so difficult for us to read Quran Sharif. Just to read a little bit longer, it becomes difficult for us. Whereas the Quran is the source of everything in this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nabuwat starts with Iqra. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nabuwat, when he leaves this world, is on Quran Sharif. It was Quran all the time. During the day Quran, during the night Quran. So Quran Sharif, to be learning Quran Sharif. And after that, the next rite of the Quran is recitation of the Quran. Quran is meant, the name Quran, like the name Sahaba, means companion. The value of Deen and the value of a Sahaba is not by his knowledge of Deen. It's not by the sacrifices he made for Deen. It is on account that he got sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Quran Sharif's value, it's not its subject matter only. It's not all the things of the Quran. It is the recitation of the Quran. But how much do we read Quran Sharif? And how much do we try and improve our Quran Sharif? And everyone needs to improve all the time. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, people say that Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Sahib, many in South Africa also, of the previous generations had heard Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Sahib, how beautifully he should read Quran. He should read Quran like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, whenever he should go for Hajj, Umrah, then there he should make one duty of his to practice to read Quran in the lehja of the Arabs. In their lehja, we are commanded to read it. And that was Maulana's Quran Sharif, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So those who heard Qari Sahib. These were all like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read Quran Sharif. And if you can get Quran Sharif like that, what enjoyment won't you get? So to read Quran Sharif, and every one of us, we should make it our responsibility and our duty, bounded duty. I usually say that very fortunate is that father who makes a law in his house that nobody is allowed to leave the house until he has read Quran Sharif. And that mother is fortunate who makes a law in her house, nobody will get breakfast in my house until they first have read Quran Sharif. It's not long ago, when we were small, it was a practice. The whole family would sit around the table and all will be reading Quran Sharif. Small houses, you have 3, 4, 5, 6 brothers, sisters sharing one room, so all around the kitchen table and all are reading Quran Sharif. Today everyone got his own room. And everyone is promising, I'm reading Quran in my room. What's happening in the room? Only Allah Ta'ala knows how much of Quran Sharif is recited. It's not long ago. In fact, with my ears, I heard lately in Mombasa, where it's said there are certain suburbs of Mombasa, where it is a pure Islamic culture stuff. Small, small gullies where no car can also go through. So small those streets are, the alleys are. And but from the car cannot go through there. But after Fajr, you just hear from all around Quran Sharif sound coming. The first day I asked them, is there a madrasa here at the back of the masjid? They say, no madrasa. Why? What's wrong? I say, this all Quran. They say, all from the houses around the masjid. And the houses are so close to the masjid. Not like ours today. Houses are far. Today our wuzu khana is so big. Toilets, to walk to the masjid here. To come to the first surf from our house, big long walk. There it's few steps and you are in the masjid. In Dioban, I remember one ustad invited us for iftari. And when we finished iftari, azan took place, we were still eating. And the masjid, hardly 5 steps and we were in the masjid. And another masjid, 3 steps this side and there is another masjid here. Small, small masjids, but close by. So it's practical. It's easy. It's very easy to go. Yeah, you think I must start my car, I must open my garage, all these things. And then the walk is also so long. No, today it's a necessity has come. You need this big masjid according to our lifestyle, according to our the population, etc. But in Mombasa, after Maghrib, immediately you just hear Quran Sharif. All, and we know how children like to read at the pitch of their voices. Everyone is reading, but that is really what is Quran to the ear. That enjoyment you get. So the learning of the Quran Sharif must be from the cradle to the grave. Not only, and very fortunate are those brothers who are those ulama, and mashallah, with Sawtul Quran, which Qari Ismail Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had started, and it's still carrying on, they have the Qiraat Jalsas in different places. One of the conditions is that the Imam, they have a Qiraat Jalsa in that place where the Imam promises he'll have tajweed classes for the adults. So at least once a week, go and speak to the Imam. 15 minutes, go and recite. And don't just think that you have passed now, you are finished. No, carry on. Improve all the time. That is when you will maintain. Everyone who doesn't want a beautiful garden, who doesn't want a clean, nice house, but for that you know how lot maintenance it goes. Not just by you wishing for it, it's going to happen. So if you, and Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, you want a beautiful house, no problem. Have a beautiful house. But more than that, me worried my Quran must be beautiful. My namaz must be beautiful. My deen must be beautiful. Don't have a beautiful house and a beautiful garden and car at the cost of your deen. That your deen is totally neglected, only worried of your dunya. First and foremost, have your deen proper. After that, alhamdulillah, if Allah gives you a beautiful house, no problem, beautiful garden. But your deen, don't have a dunya at the cost of deen. Deen is the most important. So this is that Quran Sharif, that we should be learning it and then reciting it. Daily we should make recitation of Quran Sharif. And very fortunate for the ordinary person, we should read one supara a day. And if that also proves to be difficult, and a hafiz should read three suparas. That was the prescription from every khanqa till now. Today we have gone more weaker. Minimum read 4 or 5 pages for men. So that at least one khatam in the year, that is the rock bottom. The least you can do is that you make one khatam in the whole year and one khatam in Ramadan. But really a Muslim should endeavor to do much more than that. But the really basic thing, and if we read 4, and how many people say I can only read 2 ayats? I can't read more than 2 ayats. I can only read half a page. No, Quran Sharif must be recited. And for women, they should read quarter supara every day. Because certain days they cannot read Quran Sharif. To compensate for that, they should read quarter supara. Then they'll make one khatam in a year. And that is the very least. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali said, the least, lowest rite of the Quran, as far as recitation is concerned, to make 2 khatams. And look at these people. Yeah, again, I'll digress a little bit. But himself, he used to make 61 khatams in Ramzan. How much Quran Sharif? But for the people, he made it so easy that he said at least one khatam. So many people, friends, write also, I get very angry on my children and I take out my anger and my frustration on them. Somebody on the wife, somebody on the children. What I write back, take out all your frustration on yourself. How much are you practicing deen? My children are not reading Quran. They're not learning madrasa work. How much are you learning Quran? How much? Your madrasa is not finished. You're still in madrasa and you'll be in madrasa till your mort, you are in madrasa. But you're not learning your sabak. And you're worrying of the children. Take out your anger on yourself. Today we're taking out the anger on the wife, taking out anger on the children, on everyone else our anger comes out. But it doesn't come out on our worst enemies, our nafs and shaitan. There we play friends with our nafs and shaitan. There no anger. Take out all your anger here and then see for your children. You'll guide them with love. And that is the true way of success. Not with the iron rod, not with the iron fist, but with love that you make up the tarbiyah, the cheering of your wife, of your children. So anger that we have, direct it in the right way. And this is also this beautiful cause of what is called Tasawwuf and Khanqa, where the Mashaykh teach us that, for example, a person has got anger, izala is not required. It's not necessary to remove the quality of anger. But imala is required. Change the direction. You got a beautiful Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and you are going in haram with it all the time. You don't have to sell your Mercedes-Benz. You don't have to get rid of your BMW. Just change your direction. Now don't go in haram, go in halal. Go in the masjid. Go to for deen's work. One person asked Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, I bought a firearm. But now pride is coming in me that I got a firearm. And these things bring these things within a person. So what should I get rid of it? So Maulana said, you got the firearm of committing zina also. So it doesn't mean you have to get rid of that firearm. Just that you just see that you use it right and don't let it overpower you. That you use it in the right way. So the imala is required, not izala. So this anger that we are showing to our family and our children, direct it to yourself. When no anger will be left, you won't get angry on your children. Allah give us all tawfiq wa akhiru du'a.